The brilliancy of the streams, which are commonly red at their base, green in the middle, and light yellow towards the zenith, increases, and at the same time they dart with greater vivacity athwart the skies. The colours are wonderfully transparent, the red approaching to a clear blood red, the green to a pale emerald tint. On turning from the flaming firmament to the earth, this also is seen to glow with a magical light. The dark sea, black as jet, forms a striking contrast to the white snow plain or the distant ice mountain. All the outlines tremble as if they belong to the unreal world of dreams. The imposing silence of the night heightens the charms of the magnificent spectacle. But gradually the crown fades, the bow of light dissolves, the streams become shorter, less frequent, and less vivid, and finally the gloom of winter once more descends upon the northern desert. In these desolate regions, which are winter-bound during the greater part of the year, man, elsewhere the lord of the earth, plays an insignificant part. He is generally a mere wanderer over its surface, a hunter, fisherman, a herdsman. A few small settlements, separated by vast deserts, give proof of his having made some weak attempts to establish a footing. In the absence of manufacturers and agriculture, man is entirely dependent on the lower animals for the means of subsistence. They constitute his wealth and occupy all his care. They yield him food and clothing and materials for shelter and for fashioning his rude implements and weapons. The defense with which nature has furnished them against the rigors of the climate forms the very attraction which exposes them to the attacks of man. The rich furs yielded by the bear, the fox, the sable, the ermine, the lynx, the sea otter, the seal, and many other Arctic animals are valuable articles of commerce, and are, indeed, the only means by which the nomads of Siberia and the Eskimo of North America can procure the foreign articles they require. The pursuit of the whale, the walrus, and the dolphin, the shark fisheries of Greenland, the cod fisheries of Greenland and Norway, and the eider-down trade of Iceland complete the list of the mercantile resources of these regions.